Once ignored by conservatories and reviled by audiences, Schoenberg's half-spoken, half-sung Pierrot Lunaire is the subject of intensive rehearsals for performances by the Curtis Institute of Music musicians on April 15th and 16th. The instigators of the project are visiting professors who don't look much different than the students, the modern music ensemble 8th Blackbird, who are in the first of a three-year residency that should extend the Curtis tradition to the cutting edge.
That woozy chanting could only come from one place. Poor Pierrot Lunaire, the Commedia dell'arte character who has gone mad from looking at the moon too long. But still, an extremely difficult atonal work more than a century after its premiere is made more challenging for the Curtis students by 8th Blackbird's parameters, played by memory without a conductor.
By performing without a conductor, they're engaging more with each other in a really intense way, and they're able to engage, therefore, with the audience in a more intense way.
So says Blackbird flutist Tim Monroe. Cellist Nicholas Fotinos believes the experience will put the students in a better place to handle other 20th and 21st century music.
It's an interesting bridge into what 20th and 21st century music can be, but also retaining the expression and all of the musicality of all the music that came before that.
Musically, the road isn't easy, says violinist Yvonne Lam.
I've watched them be uncomfortable with certain things that we're asking. I've actually kind of felt the pushing of the walls outwards. And everybody has to go through it because you don't know what's beyond if you never push.
But unlike poor Pierrot, they won't be pushed into staring at the moon too long. Hopefully.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.